It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Good morning and welcome to the Grilling Guys. You're listening to us on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the middle of May, and spring is kind of sprung, and summer's just peeking at us a little bit. And,
yeah, what's with all these May showers? Yeah. I thought it was supposed to be April showers.
I know, it's all been a little backwards. We have been in Lorraine. That voice you just heard is Chaz Thompson, the baritone of beer, and many other talents, and because Barbecue Bob has got a new J-O-B, and he is on some training this week, actually for about the next 3 or 4 weeks.
I didn't know about old dogs.
Yeah, right. And I don't think it's a new trick. It's just a different trick. But I saw the ladies out front of the studio here playing with a dog, teaching it to sit and lay down and roll over. I don't think all the treats in the world could get Bob to do that. But anyway, so Chaz, thanks for sitting in. And might be a familiar voice for the next few weeks because I think this thing's got a few weeks in front of us. But never fear, Bob will be here. We're going to call him later in the show. He can't stay away. But so Chaz, did you do any cooking this weekend or this last week since I've talked to you?
So last Saturday, since I didn't have to help you with the show, one of my buddies calls me, Uncle Myron, and he says, we need to have a meeting about some stuff coming up, and my boat's in the water. So meet me down, we're going to Lake Erie and getting walleye.
Oh, there you go.
So I had walleye. Fresh, never frozen walleye to grill.
There's nothing better than that, man. I mean, if you like fish, walleye is the fish to eat. So you had fresh walleye and you grilled it. A lot of people will deep fry it. Some people will pan fry it. But what'd you do on the grill?
I put the big cast iron griddle down and flat topped it.
Okay.
And just, you can use your little oil mister.
Okay.
You know, and you'd
like
barely
a squirt bottle with olive oil or whatever.
Yeah. And if you buy one off Amazon, don't get the cheap one.
Okay.
You'll just
you made that mistake?
It'll run down your hand.
Okay.
Get the good one. And then you just mist a little bit of oil on there. And
on
I
the
like,
griddle or on the fish?
On the fish.
Okay.
You know, and I got the good seasoned griddle. So we're talking cast iron religion here.
Right.
And just ever so lightly, don't have the heat blazing. And just softly grill it there, and if it breaks apart a little bit, you're done.
Yeah.
And just one side and the other, and the oil I was using, I had flavored.
Okay.
So I got some of these fancy bottles, and you put some herbs in there and right. some of my pepper dust and stuff in this olive oil.
Right.
And let it set for a few months.
Right.
And now all the flavor you need is right in there.
Yep.
And I served that up with some grilled taters.
Oh, okay.
I found
did you slice them thin or how'd you
I
make
found
them?
That waffle wavy blade for my mandolin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah,
I
yeah.
said, I'm going fancy.
There you go.
I made like thick cut waffle rounds out of some taters and put a little oil on them and put them right on flat top too.
Yep.
And it was all so good.
So you had walleye and taters, huh? Wow. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And there was a little left over in the morning. So we splashed a couple eggs down and.
Yeah.
Ate like we were at camp.
Yeah, man. That sounds good, making my mouth water just thinking about it, because walleye season is still on. Many of you, if you've listened to the show for years, we used to go walleye fishing with a guy named Captain Ken, and he was over in Augre and is still over there.
Yeah, I talked to him the other day.
Yeah, yep. And I don't think he's doing as many charters as he used to, but I just saw a Facebook post of this last week that Judy, his wife, came over and got home from work a little late, but they snuck out and got a limit in like 45 minutes. You know, so the walleyes are biting in Saginaw Bay. Well, maybe not, but Captain Ken really knows what he's doing.
Oh, he into those bottom bouncers. He's a bottom bounce troller with a big worm.
Yep.
And he knows the spots. He's been over there for years. He lives right on that Augre River.
Right.
So he walks across the front yard to get to work.
Yeah, exactly. And he was a West Michigan guy for many years and retired and went over there to chase the walleye and found Judy, too. So it's kind of cool. They're great people. And Captain Ken, if you're listening out there, sometimes he picks us up on that podcast. I miss going fishing with you. But anyway, Mother's Day was last weekend, right? And so Lisa wanted to, I said, what do you want? I'll make you anything you want for, she says, well, I want some barbecued ribs, right? And then, so then she invites a couple of the, well, the kids came over plus a couple surrogates. So now I've got to like, okay, I need three racks of ribs now. And I put them on the pellet smoker, was going good, went to church, you know, they got to be on there 4 or 5 hours anyway. So I got back and people showed up a little early, or late rather, a little late. So I was trying to hold everything and I made a mess of the ribs. They were like bricks. I went about a half hour too long on them. I was going by look. I wasn't going by temperature. I made that fatal error and they dried out.
Didn't we just have a guy on about thermopens?
Yes, exactly. And but what happened was, the second part of this story is when I found out that all the horses were coming, I got some chicken wings out, right? And put a little EVO on those and some seasoning and put them right on the smoker because I had the ribs on a rack. I had some room. So I put those on there, and I was tending to those and wasn't paying attention to the ribs. And the ribs should have come off a half hour before the wings were done, and I took them all off at the same time. And so the wings were good. I tell you what, though, I tried to crisp them up in the pizza oven. I've got one of the Gosney pizza ovens, and that thing can get up to like 900 degrees. I turned it on, and I stuck them in there, and within like a minute, I thought I'd crisp up that skin a little bit because I had smoked them. Within like a minute, it melted my aluminum pan that was so hot in there that I just thrown them in, you know, a little
cast iron, baby.
I know. That's what I had to do, but I had them in a pan. I just shoved them in there. A minute, the back of that pan all just burned away.
You know,
by that
three
flame.
More cooks and you'll be out of the aluminum pans.
Yeah, so Mother's Day was a bunch of rookie mistakes from a guy who's you know should know better, very frankly. But so I only relate that because it was all capped off with a cornhole game, and I was ahead like 17-3 or more all three games and lost them all. So not only were my ribs bad, my wings burned. But I lost in cornhole. It was. I'm not complaining about it.
Was there barley pops involved?
There might have been some barley pops involved. I won on that race, right? But anyway, Mother's Day was a little bit of a grilling disaster. So not that I'm an expert at anything, but I just wanted to relate that. It can happen to the best of them.
Well, I let my brother do the grilling on Mother's Day, and he made some pretty good burgers. And he's teaching his oldest boy a little bit more about the grilling. Mm-hmm. And so I was just backing off and letting him do his father-son thing.
Yeah.
But I did the deviled eggs.
Okay.
And I got a trick for you. If you got a rice steamer at home, steam your eggs. Those eggs have never peeled so easy in my life.
Oh, really?
I put the little bamboo steamer inside the rice cooker and just put some water in the bottom, steamed them up 15 minutes. They came out perfect and peeled so easy.
Wow.
You can look like a rock star if your eggs aren't mangled.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's all about the look when they're on the tray, right?
It's showmanship.
Right. So here's one that did work. I forgot now that you say eggs, right? Because Lisa made the deviled eggs up, and then she got distracted with the babies or whatever and didn't put any of the toppings on, right? You sprinkle it with some paprika or something just to make it look a little pretty. So I've got a chive plant, right? Cool. So I just took a pair of scissors, nipped off 10 or 12 stalks, and then cut them up really fine, and then put fresh chives on top of those. Oh, my gosh, was that good. That was a huge winner. We did a dozen eggs, so you got 24 halves gone by six people. Yep. They ate them, man. So it was that one was a winner. But anyway, so coming up next, Chaz, I understand you got a new pizza oven.
I'm in the club.
And he's in the club. So I've got the Gosney. I think he got an Uni. So I don't know if we're going to talk about the differences, but we're going to talk a little bit of pizza because I've really come to enjoy making pizza for my guests. It's something that you can let them tailor them to whatever they want, whatever flavors they want. Lots of toppings to choose from. And I'll talk about one that I made last night for Everett and I that was an absolute hit. So, but you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week, and stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob is in training, if there's such a thing for a guy his age. But anyway, Chaz is sitting in. Thanks, Chaz. I understand that Chaz and I were planning for the show, and he's like, hey. I'm in the club. And I'm like, what do you mean you're in the club? So tell us about that, Chaz.
Well, you spoiled me.
Yeah.
You call me up and you say, hey, I got this new toy on my deck. And you invite me over and we make these pizzas in this little stainless steel LP fired pizza stone oven thing. And they cook so quick. You can customize out any pizza you want. And then my brother calls me and he says, I got one. And his is wood fired.
Right.
And him and his daughters, they just love making them up, and it's a family time
sure.
thing to make up and cook pizzas. And I'm like looking at them, I'm like, they're $400.
Right.
I live alone, I can't justify that.
Right.
But I put it on out there, a search on Craigslist, and anything with pizza in it pop up for a few months.
Right.
Well, the other day, an uni.
Oh, yeah.
Pops up. For a really cheap price. I won't rub it in,
right.
but it's
yeah.
cheap.
Yep.
And it was a block from my buddy's house.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, take some cash money over there, get that thing real quick before somebody else finds it.
Yeah.
So I've got a pizza oven now.
Nice.
So we can, when we're catering, we can cater pizzas now.
That's right. And we can, and the mine came from Garrett's Appliance, and Garrett's carries a brand called Gozney, G-O-Z-N-E-Y. This is an uni. Unis are very, very popular. I really scratch my head. There must have been something tragic that happened in that family that you're getting rid of that pizza oven. Because
yeah,
they're a great tool, easy to use. But you're right. We're going to have to fire that up. I've got a little gig coming for my real job, and we're going to do Chaz and a team of a couple other guys, my buddy Stan Ponstein, and then our friend.
The infamous Jeff Dewey.
And then the infamous Jeff Dewey. Who's taught me a lot about cooking. Those three guys are going to be the chefs in charge. And
I'm pizza guy.
Right, and Chaz is the pizza guy. And so I don't know if we can fire up two of those and one guy can make them fast enough to feed both ovens, but we'll give her a try, right?
I don't know, some help. But we've got the arsenal now.
Right, yeah, we've got it. So part of the thing with the pizza ovens is the fact that you've got to do something with dough. Right. And I messed around trying to make dough and it was a lot of work. You got to let it proof. It's better if it sits overnight. And it was just like a whole lot of planning. But I think that the results are different. And some would say much better if you go through that process. I think that there are pizza places all around the cities, wherever you live, that would probably sell you pre-made dough.
I know two brothers over in Cascade. We won't mention them because they're not sponsors.
But no.
They'll sell it to me by the pound.
That's right. And so, you know, either way, that's the basis for the pie. The rest of it is super easy. And so I will admit that I take the easy route. My daughter-in-law's dad, so he's my outlaw, I guess, right, owns a bakery. He makes me these little flatbreads. And they're rectangular. They're about a foot long because my oven's only 12 inches wide. And you got to be able to slide stuff in and out of there, right? So he makes them for me that size. And I think he sells them to restaurants, too. And they're baked for a couple minutes. and he runs them through a perforator, so there's little holes in them, so the steam comes up from the underside. They're absolutely perfect. That's Han Bakery out in Greenville. I just called and ordered a dozen of them last night from him just because I keep them in the freezer so we have them when people come over, right? But you lay that thing down, and then now the creativity starts. What do you want to do? What's your favorite pizza?
I love PMS. Okay. Pepperoni, mushroom, sausage.
Yep.
That's my thing. But when we're building those pizzas, it's gotten to be so easy to have all your stuff prepped. And that's the big thing. Just like with any cook, you know, have your stuff cut up, have your stuff diced up, ready to go, your cheese shredded, all that kind of stuff. And then it's the creativity of building. You squirt down some sauce, smear it around a little bit, start throwing on some protein.
Right. And what he said was squirt down some sauce. We played around with a couple, spooning it out of the jar or whatever. I've got those plastic squirt bottles that, like, I serve sauce in, right, if we're doing a barbecue. And I just nip the top down a little bit to get the hole a little bit bigger, right? And then we just fill those with your marinara sauce, your pizza sauce. You can do white sauce. But what I've found is our favorite pizza at the Joppy Deck right now, I made it last night for Everett and I. Everett's my son. And it's a barbecue chicken pizza. And I've got some what I call zippy sauce. It's got a little bit of heat to it. Not much, but it's just not that Sweet Baby Ray stuff, right?
Right.
It's got a little zip to it, and there's some chunks of onion in it and things. So I lay that down on that crust. And then I have those little chicken tenders, right? I had smoked like 5 pounds of those, because I just freeze them up. I dice them up real thin after, or real little cubes after I cook them, and just put them in a freezer, so in little bags, so I can take them out. So I took out one of those, laid that barbecued chicken down, and just barbecue sauce, barbecue seasoning, no sauce on it. Then I put on diced jalapeno, diced red pepper, and the secret ingredient is pineapple. And we diced up some pineapple and put those three on there.
You guys are living wild.
Covered it with the mozzarella cheese, put it in there, 2 minutes, it's cooked, and when it comes out, it's smoking hot, right? And I just drizzled it with more barbecue sauce, my mouth's watering, I'm telling you. This was an amazing pizza. Now, it sounds a little weird, but the jalapenos were fresh, so they got a little heat to them, and that pineapple kind of just countered that a little bit, and you got some sweet heat, and, oh, man. It was so good, and it was like, wow, that's a really, really good pizza. I'd serve that to my guests when they come over. But again, I practice before I do that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And, you know, if you've got kids at home, like my brother, his daughter's now, one graduated college and the other one's in college.
Mm-hmm.
But they still love coming home to dad. And
well, sure.
Pizza night.
Yeah, Father's Day's coming up too, by the way.
Yeah. So, yeah. Put it on your list. Maybe put a picture on the fridge and hint, hint.
Yeah. Get over to Garrett's. They always have Father's Day sales on those things. And Gosney I have is fabulous, and it came from there. Yeah.
Yeah, you tell them the grilling guys sent you, and you might get an extra love.
Right, yep. But anyway, you got to have all the tools, though, because one of the things that we found out real early is the back of the oven where the flame and the heat source is a lot hotter than the front of the oven because the heat rolls and comes out the front. But my point is that you want to turn that pizza in there about every 30 seconds, or you're going to get one side that gets burned before the other side is cooked. So
now,
you rotate
The big peel that you have several of those.
Right.
That you build your pizza on, and you put it in, take it out. That's great, but for turning, you bought that little, like, 5-inch.
Right, and it's round, too.
With a longer handle, so you don't lose the hair off the back of your hand.
Right.
And you can, that made it really good for turning things around in there.
Right, yep. So you want, like anything else, if you get the right tools, it's a lot easier to do. But, you know, anyway, it's the pizza ovens are a new thing that everybody's been grilling with propane and charcoal forever. But take a look at one. It's a great Father's Day gift. But coming up next, speaking of nothing.
Father's Day.
Barbecue Bob is a dad of five.
The oldest of all.
Right, and He's going to call in next. He can't stay away, and it's his first day away from the show. So I'm thinking, but I guess he's got some adobo wings and things he's going to cover. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit garrettsappliances.com. That's garrettsappliances.com. Now hit me.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Barbecue Bob is on a little bit of training. I'm curious how the old dog is learning the new tricks, but there may be a treat or two involved. What you think, Chaz?
I think there's probably treats.
Yeah. So, but anyway, he is on the live line right now, and so we're going down to somewhere in southeast Michigan where Barbecue Bob is in a training class for the next 4 months. So, no, kidding. A few weeks. But anyway, you out there, Bob?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm in Jonesville, Michigan.
Oh, he's Joneson.
Which, that's close to Hillsdale, kind of between Jackson and Kalamazoo to the south. It's a town where my brother-in-law and my hunting partner, Paul, which you've met, yep. It's where he lives. And he's had a plumbing business here for 40 years. But I've been watching this factory ever since it moved in and they built it, but it's called Ritzcraft, and they build all sorts of houses and apartments and condos in a modular fashion. So they just build these giant boxes, and they ship them out, and they finish them up on site.
Very
and
cool.
It's a very prolific business. The products here are, I mean, they're just super quality, and it's a cool company, and I'm fortunate to be a new regional manager. I'm yet to be disclosed territory, but I'm enjoying the training, let's just say.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, if you got to go do something every day, it's great that you can enjoy it. I know back when I was in the contracting business is that there were a few contractors that utilized that type of a building process. And I always marveled at everything was plumb and square and put together real well because it's in a factory controlled environment, right?
Yeah, when you build a floor or a wall on a jig, it's just so much easier. I mean, so much easier. But anyway, enough of that. I wanted to tell you about the great, you know, we had Chef Martin on last weekend. And that recipe for
was the adobo, right?
The marinade, the adobo marinade. Yeah, I had to try it. And we had, of course, all the family Sunday at my daughter's. So that was the perfect time to bring a treat for Mother's Day. And that we did. I smoked those wings. I marinated them overnight. And I got like 5 pounds of wings from Sobeys and marinated them in that recipe. It's like cider vinegar, soy sauce, garlic, bay leaf, and not much more, some jalapenos. And smoked them for 2 hours. And they were at a real low temperature, so they were lightly smoked, but they were probably at about 160 degrees when I pulled them. I fired up the Timber Ridge, my deep fryer, and I put those babies in there for maybe 2 minutes, and they came out at so stinking gorgeous. They were crispy. They were juicy. The flavor was like hats off to Chef Martin because the flavor was fantastic. And, of course, they were big wings because that's what Sobe kind of specializes in. Their party wing line is larger wings, and they were just gorgeous.
Yeah, Bob, I got that recipe posted up on the Grilling Guys website for you, so anybody listening can give it a whirl themselves.
I posted, I'll have to send you the pictures. I put on the Grilling Guys Facebook page the video of smoking and then a few shots of what they looked like. And I'll tell you what, my kids went nuts over them. And there was so much food there. You know, we're all foodies in my house and all of our kids' houses. And so there's stiff competition. Randy, you'll love this. I got to Maggie and Christian's house, and he had the latest giant outdoor grill, and it's made by Traeger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Christian is quite the grilling guy, I'll tell you. Very proud of him. He's got some real skills, and he loved the wings.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Traeger apparently came out with, of course, everybody is, and doggone it, I'm going to have to get one now. This is really ticking me off. I have to expand the grilling shack.
Well, you know what? You could rotate one in or out. You got some equipment out there that's pretty seasoned.
Yeah, I know. That giant stainless job might have to go down by the pool or something. I don't know.
Yeah, we're going to be using that for a porchetta later in June. So don't get rid of it quite yet. But
I'm not getting rid of it. Yeah. No. That's a lifelong product there. It's all stainless.
Yeah. Are you speaking of pools? You open yet or not?
No,
I'm not either. I'm getting pressure from Mama though. But anyway,
well, that's what she's good at.
Yeah,
and I've got the perfect excuse. I'm not home.
Right. Yeah. Well, damn it, I go there every night. Home, that is. But but anyway, well, that's cool. You got anything else you want to cover, or we're good?
No, Chaz. I just want to thank you for stepping up like you always do. You're a real grilling guy.
Hey, man, we're happy to help. Hey, if you get over to Hillsdale, there's a couple of good restaurants over there. Check them out if you're looking to get out at night.
Well, funny you should say that, because the engineering department's right next to my office. And, of course, I'm meeting the whole team here. There's over 100 people here. But one of the guys, one of our head engineers, is also the arms instructor over there, and he's in charge of the armory. And so he's going to give Paul and I a nice little guided tour next week sometime after hours. And he said they have over $9 million worth of weapons in their safe.
Well, you won't see those, but you can just take his word for it. Right.
He's the chief armory.
Yeah.
He's the head of the sergeant at arms.
So he's got the keys? Is that what you're saying?
He wants me to.
Yeah, he's got the keys. Sure.
Maybe you'll find some new calibers.
He's got a Henry that's worth $9,000.
Yeah. Cool.
One of those collector's Henrys.
Yeah. Henrys make me drool.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You can go up to Hilltop Sports and order one.
Yeah. But anyway, all right, Bob. Well, hey, man, are you eating any good? Are you like cooking for Paul because he's letting you stay at his place?
Oh, yeah. Yes. He actually grilled some burgers last night. I brought down some of my ground beef and some roasts and different things. But, you know, he wanted to man the grill, and he did a fine job.
Oh, yeah. Yep, he's experienced. Absolutely. We don't have a corner on those skills. You missed the first segment, but I botched up ribs and chicken for Mother's Day last Sunday pretty well. So,
oh no.
Yeah, whatever.
One aluminum pan down.
Right, yeah. I tried to crisp up my wings in that pizza oven. It melted the aluminum pan.
Oh, Randy.
Yeah. We cast iron from here forward.
We're going to have to write a children's
book someday. Right. Yeah. I didn't use the pellet smoker in the garage though, so that's good.
Yeah. At least you're honest and humble enough to admit your flop.
Yeah, that one. It was a big one. Yeah, it was a big one. But anyway,
sometimes alcohol's involved.
Well, it was Mother's Day. Yep, and I was outside doing.
Oh, your wife was getting hammered. Is that what you're saying?
No, she was good, but she was entertaining the kids and the babies and all that other stuff. But yeah. Whatever. We've been over that already in the first segment.
So. Hey, live and learn, man.
Right.
It's a good lesson.
Yeah, but anyway.
All right. Well, thanks for calling and checking in, and I will be back in about 3 or 4 weeks.
All right. That's Barbecue Bob. He's down there in somewhere southeast Michigan, Jonesville. He's Jonesing, always is. But anyway, take care. Enjoy your time down there, Bob, and we'll talk with you next week, I'm sure. So.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Coming up next, I've got a involvement with a organization called CSNP, Community Spay and Neutering Initiative Project, CESNIP, right? Okay, but I've been involved with this thing. My history goes back about 25 years, and but we've got the executive director, Sharon Caldwell, coming on the show next. I just want you guys to understand it's going to be in the west side of Michigan, actually right behind Sobeys in a big building. And it's a great community resource, and Sharon's going to tell us all about it and when they're going to be opening and all the other good stuff, because it's a brand new building, consolidating three locations into one. Big, exciting time for them. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobe Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of, to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobe Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobe Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, all over the west side of Michigan. And we got other affiliates all over the state. So,
and we got people listening on the podcast all over the world.
Yes, we do. Chaz, once in a while, you get an opportunity in life to get involved with something that really makes a difference. And I try to find a cause or two every year that I can get behind and help a little bit with whatever it is that we can do. And today we've got one of those that's joining us right now on the live line. It's Sharon Caldwell from an organization called CSNIP. And they're in the middle of a really exciting project. They're consolidating offices into one brand new facility. Actually, it's right behind Sobe Meats. And so on the live line right now, we've got Sharon from CSNIP. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, can you tell our audience a little bit, just give a little bit of history about CSNIP and all the exciting things that are going on right now?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for giving me the opportunity. So CSNIP is a nonprofit veterinary clinic that services about 10 counties here in the West Michigan area. Kent County is our primary county, but we also serve Ottawa County, Muskegon County, Oceana, Van Buren, Allegan. So quite a stretch on the West Michigan shoreline. But CSNIP has been in existence for 23 years. And throughout that time, dogs and cats have always been our passion, and we believe that pets are important members of households, of people's family. And in fact, there have been some studies that have shown about 70% of the households in Michigan have a pet, and 90% of those people view their pet as a member of their family.
Oh, I know I
and
do.
So, yeah. So when you have a pet and that pet needs some sort of veterinary care, whether it's preventative in nature or they're sick or they have some kind of a condition that needs treatment, and that family is unable to provide that care, that causes a lot of emotional stress as well as financial strain on those families. And that's where CSNIP comes in. As a nonprofit veterinary clinic, we offer a range of veterinary services at reduced costs so that we can provide those services to families right here in West Michigan that might be facing some financial challenges.
Yeah, and the thing is that that's not a criteria to be able to use your service. That's just one of the benefactors of the service, because anybody can come into your facility. And it was started with spay and neutering was the cause of let's not have feral animals out there, especially cats, mm-hmm. and let's take care of that and make sure that we can help control the population and there aren't cats and dogs that are not in loving homes, right?
That's so right, Randy. Thanks for bringing that up. Spay and neuter was our original service, and it continues to be really the anchor service of the organization. So since 2001, when we started, up until now, we've completed almost 250,000 spay and neuter surgeries throughout West Michigan in these past 23 years. And when you stop and think about, especially cats, how many litters that they can produce in a single year, the number of unwanted litters that we have prevented through spay and neuter is really just immense. And that has significant impact on the community, not only in terms of the feral cats that are born in the wild and live pretty rough lives as a feral cat, but also dogs and owned cats that reproduce and the family is unable to care for those puppies or kittens. They end up in a shelter. Sometimes they end up abandoned on the street. Those are not any outcomes that anyone wants to see. So at CSNP, providing spay and neuter services at a reduced cost that's affordable for most all of the families that use our services makes that issue very preventable, and we've impacted the community in that way.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and that's something that can't be overlooked because the impact that you have and just everybody that I know that has pets, they really are part of their family. And, we've got buddies that got barn cats and stuff, but they still put food and water out for them. They're
Absolutely.
Performing a service, but at the end of the day, they're still a pet and they're being taken care of well. And it is expensive. And this is not a replacement for your veterinary, because
No.
there's a limited number of services. They do well pet as well as the spay and neutering. And you can get a little blood draws and stuff to get your heartworm medicine for the dog and things. But if there's anything major, the veterinary clinics are where you go. This is kind of entry level veterinary clinic. But what I also like about the organization is that the veterinary students come over and get a ton of experience doing this as part of their last year of their veterinary school. They have a partnership with them, so these people can come over and do that. But Sharon, let's talk a little bit about the exciting news because you've heretofore you've been in three different locations, one in Fruitport, a couple in South East Grand Rapids, but you're bringing all that together over on the northwest side of Grand Rapids, right?
Yes. And like you said, Randy, pets are considered members of the household, and the demand for our affordable, accessible services has just grown in the last 3 years. Geometrically, it's just the demand has continued to rise every year, and we do not have the physical space in any of our three small existing clinics. And so a few years ago, the organization kind of quietly behind the scenes started to look into building a larger regionally sized veterinary clinic that would better meet not only the needs of our community now, but take us into meeting the needs of the community over the next decade or two. And so with that, we had been fundraising, we've been searching for a building, and the great news is that we purchased a building at the very end of 2023, and we just announced that we are now in the final phase of our capital campaign. We've raised almost our entire $3.6 million goal, but we still have about $460,000 that we need to raise to complete this transformational community project. And so this summer, we will start in on the construction of the building that we purchased, which is located over in the city of Walker at 1300 Walker Village Drive Northwest. It's a 12,000 square foot single-story building that will ultimately house our whole surgical area with 10 surgical tables, 150 kennels to recover dogs and cats, 90 cat kennels, 60 dog kennels that we use for our patients before and after surgery to recover them. We're going to have 6 exam rooms for the wellness and sick patient treatment services that we offer. And we're just so excited about what this new space will mean for the community and for the pets that we serve.
So Sharon, if people want to find out more about this, is there a website or someplace we can go? We got to wrap this up. We're running out of time.
Yes. So people can go to csnp.org, and we have a special page called Capital Campaign. If they click on that, they can go there, get all the deets about the Capital Campaign, including a way that they themselves can make a donation to help support this final leg of our journey to get this new clinic up and running.
Great, Sharon. Thank you so much. This is a noble cause. I got a lot of history with this organization. I know that I've had 11 different dogs that have used the service to get spayed or neutered. So great organization. Sharon, thank you so much for your time today, and we appreciate you giving our audience this update.
Thank you so much, Randy.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out there, fire up a grill in your backyard, and create some grill envy.
Oh, yeah.